Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about how AI is impacting creativity, particularly in art and music. It's not just about one-click wonders, but about genuine collaboration.
Exciting. So, are we talking about robots replacing artists? Because I've heard a lot of that lately.
Not quite. It's more nuanced. Think of AI as a partner, not a replacement. The article highlights Lizzie Wilson, a live coder who uses AI to spice up her algoraves. She improvises music by writing code live, and her AI sidekick throws unexpected beats and loops into the mix.
Live coding? That sounds intense. But why bring AI into it?
It's about the element of surprise. The AI suggests sounds Wilson might not have thought of, pushing her creatively. It's like a jam session with a very unpredictable bandmate.
I see. Interesting. So it's more about enhancing human creativity, not replacing it.
Got it. So how do researchers propose we use AI then? Are there any specific examples mentioned?
The article talks about injecting friction back into the process. Mike Cook, a researcher at King's College London, uses AI to design video game levels. One example is an AI-designed level for Disc Room, a game with buzzsaws. The AI, unexpectedly, created a level where none of the saws moved, making it a minefield.
That's wild. So the AI isn't always predictable, which can lead to some interesting results.
Precisely. Anne Arsberger, from Delft University of Technology, uses AI to uncover biases in toy designs. She found that AI can challenge assumptions and help designers see things they might have missed.
That's a practical application. It reminds me of how artists used new technologies throughout history, like photography or synthesizers, to create completely new art forms.
The article touches on that too. It mentions how some artists are misusing AI tools in interesting ways, like Terence Broad's network bending technique for glitchy visuals. It's about exploring the material, pushing its boundaries.
Fascinating. So what's the main takeaway here?
It's about finding the right balance. Current tools are either easy to use but offer limited control, or offer deep control but require coding skills. The future lies in bridging that gap, developing tools that are both accessible and powerful, allowing for true co-creation.
This reminds me of the discussion around prompt engineering. Is writing the perfect prompt really an act of creation or just a workaround for limited tools?
Good point. Cook argues that struggling with a prompt is not the same as struggling with a paintbrush. He's concerned that we're being trained to simply accept whatever the AI spits out.
That's a thought-provoking point. So it's not just about the tech itself, but about how we interact with it and what kind of creative relationship we build with it.
Exactly. And as Lizzie Wilson puts it, sometimes that relationship goes wrong. But that's also part of the creative process. Imagine a performance where the AI actively goes against the artist. That would be a spectacle.
A creative argument with a machine. I love it. This has been a really insightful discussion. Thanks for joining me. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more exciting discussions on the intersection of AI and creativity.
Goodbye.